Carice here from Hot 702.5 FM in Las Vegas. Get ready to experience basketball like never before. The historic National Pro-Am Championship Tournament, hosted by Delaware Sports Foundation and the HBCU Basketball Association, is taking center stage at the Doolittle Community Center in Las Vegas, Nevada, from April 25th through the 28th in 2024. It's more than just a tournament. It's a basketball extravaganza. Witness top-tier athletes, electrifying matchups, and slam dunk moments that will leave you breathless. Come see who will take home the trophy and first place prize of $100,000. But that's not all. We're shining a spotlight on small businesses. If you are a local business looking for exposure, seize this opportunity to be featured with our TV partners. Email candrews at thehbcuba.com and ashaw@thehbcuba.com, and let your business shine alongside the thrilling basketball action. Save the dates and join us for an unforgettable experience. The National City Leeds Pro-Am Championship, where the love for basketball meets the pulse of the city. Don't just hear about it, be a part of it. April 25th through the 28th, 2024, at the Doolittle Community Center. Visit hbcuba.com to get your tickets now and let the excitement begin.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up? What's up?
All your favorite artists.
Check it out.
Say my name.
DJ Khaled.
This is Mila J.
Bruno Mars.
On Hot 702.5 FM.com.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Big Shook, host of the Undrafted Outlaw Sports Show. Man, listen, if you want some real down south, Louisiana style, Cajun food, you need to go check out DB's Cajun Kitchen. Yo, they got lobster and grits, seafood boils, signature fries, signature po' boys, signature egg rolls, and desserts. Oh, and my favorite, them gumbo tacos. Yo, they open from 11 to 8, Wednesday to Monday, 7 to 5:30 on Sunday. Located in North Las Vegas at 4343 North Rancho Drive. They even have to-go ordering and catering. Hit them up, 725-780-1850, or go to the website, dbcajunkitchen.com. So, yo, don't just tell your friends about me. Tell them about DB's Cajun Kitchen.
$26 million.
What it do?
Remember the bad guys on those shows?
You've seen the collection, eight.
Remember the bad guys on those shows you used to watch on Saturday mornings?
Well, these wake y'all up to
are
some.
Not like those guys. They don't exercise restraint because your children.
Mob gang. Can you hear me that water, please?
If they get the chance.
Do not give them that chance. Hey. Them ghosts in the background.
Discrimination exists in every city.
It's ghosts in the machines, in y'all.
Producing in many cities.
They're trying to AI us out right here. Not Allen Iverson, because I got these niggas' shoes on.
I play the game, either dead or alive.
Hey.
When they break, leave them dead in your spine. Agents in slow-mo speed like the Matrix.
Bullets gonna hit it with you one at a time.
Can't sleep because I'm wanted in these states. And you asking for death
if you pass them up. Shout out to Infrared. Where you at, nigga? Probably with your girl. Remembering how you used to rap. The 50 slugs that's gonna aim at your head. Try to kill me, I'ma kill you instead. So when you're hearing the voice, you're saying, you already dead. Hey.
Welcome, everybody. Happy 420.
What up, what up, what up? We in the building.
In the building.
Four-wheeling.
What's up, everybody? You are tuned into the Undrafted All-Star Sports Show. I'm your host. I am Big Shug, a.k.a. Sugar Dosha the Great, a.k.a. Mr. Tell Your Friends About Me, sitting here chilling in the hooch with my co-host.
Q Mecca, two techs up. You know, tragic gon' hold you down. Damn,
what it do, boy?
What up, what up, what up?
Shout out to C4.
Shout out to C4. Shout out to Young Frozen Click. Where y'all niggas at? YLC.
what we got?
We got playoffs.
Yeah, the playoffs.
They hating on Caitlin. I don't know if it's they or it's them or if it's who. It could be all the pronouns, but we're going to talk about all of y'all.
Pronouns.
Then who else was hating? Robert Kraft?
Dry snitching?
Robert Kraft hated on Belichick. That's fucked up. There's a lot of hate be going on. Hey, this is going to be the hate podcast. We calling out all hate.
Episode 41 of Hate. What's up, ladies?
What up, ladies? Y'all still ain't send us no food up here.
That part.
Y'all ain't shit. That's why I ain't got no men. And if y'all do, he's a secret man. That means you ain't cooking for him either.
If she don't show you out, bro. But you already know that. Just know your role.
Hey, and play your role. And don't hate. Like the motherfuckers is doing on Caitlin Clark.
Let's get into this playoffs.
Playoffs. Hey, you got on some Lakers shit. I got on Valley View shit. 1-0 Dukes, motherfucker. VVGC.
Purple and golden over here. I felt Lakerish today.
I feel like the Lakers going to win today.
I've got a feeling. They better steal one in Denver. They want a chance.
You got to steal one.
Speaking of that, Lakers Nuggets. 5:30 today. Six and a half Nuggets.
Six and a half. It went down. Right. It was 7.5 when I looked earlier.
It was.
That means everybody putting their money on Denver. Right? I think that's what it means.
Yep.
If it ain't, then let me tell y'all. Y'all about to lose money. The Lakers going to win this shit.
One more.
Because LeBron is he ripe to be old. He a old ripe nigga. Hey, but you need AD to ball out. AD, go at Joker. If Joker got 28, 12, and 10, you got to have 35, 15, and 3.
At least match him.
Make him play defense. Goddamn. D'Angelo Russell, get in there and don't do them four-point games. Nigga, we need you 18 consistently.
16 and 20, we need you, D-Lo.
Exactly.
But they're going to make you get in foul trouble. I can see that.
If they do, Jamal Murray ain't all the way healthy. So this is y'all best time to attack that motherfucker and make sure, and Porter Jr., his brother just got banned, so he probably going to, and I don't even know if he fucked with his brother. We didn't even know that was his brother.
He probably don't know more.
But his brother just got banned, so he probably shook up. And y'all got, it's the chance to steal one. Just steal the first one. You got to steal off on them first hard. Boom! Y'all ever seen niggas stole on first? I have. That shit was crazy. So y'all do that, Lakers, and y'all win this game, and then I picked y'all to win in 7. Fuck these. Everybody going against y'all. Everybody. Even y'all own family members. LeBron, mama got on there and said Denver in 4. Damn, you ain't on your son.
You don't even believe in your son.
LeBron, go steal on Delonte West one more time.
I ain't giving you no more money. You fuck with that nigga.
I'm going with the Lakers in 7. Lakers win this game. Close game, but the Lakers pull it off. AD going to be the hero of this game.
If they win this game, they got a shot. Yeah. Just win all the rest at home.
Yeah. I think y'all got a shot as long as you got two healthy niggas that's them two, but them other niggas. Reeves, I'm counting on
last year, nigga.
I know, but it was close.
Same two niggas.
And but it was the conference final, so that means LeBron, old as fuck, went through Golden State. Who he go through? Whoever he went through.
Golden State.
A couple other teams. Yeah, that's different. Now it's the first series. He should be fresh and right. So that's why I'm begging on that. I don't want to see Denver. I don't like the Joker. That nigga game is boring. Tim Duncan, the white Tim Duncan and shit, whatever, over there. The European Tim Duncan.
Yeah, he gonna win a championship. Ain't that a bitch.
Tim Duncan won championships too, so you're right. But no one ever wanted no Tim Duncan shoes. Nobody ever wanted no
he
Tim Duncan shoes.
He had a shoe?
But if he did, nobody wore them. That's my point.
Mother ain't no shoe.
You rather have Well, I ain't wearing LeBron shoes either, but.
No. I got 80.
I'm not wearing none of you niggas shoes. As a matter of fact, AI, the only nigga shoes I'm wearing in a couple pair of Jordans. But Lakers in 7. Fuck that shit.
I'm gonna say 6. They get their home game. They get on the road.
See you. I got you confident. You was like, fuck the Lakers. They finna lose. Now you're like Lakers.
No,
in 6.
Wait. When we talked last night, I was talking about betting.
I want
the Lakers to win.
Again, I was about to say because I was about to kick you out the Lakers.
I want them to win.
I gotta kick you out the Lakers fan club. Slap your ass up like you was on Jerry Springer.
Denver ready. They're a little ill right now. Like you said, Porter Jr. got something going on, or does he? Or does he give a fuck? I don't know.
He's like, man, fuck that. That's the
thing.
Right.
His other brother just went to jail. That's fucked up.
He got his. Them light-skinned niggas is terrorists.
He got an accident last year and killed somebody.
Yeah,
I heard about last year. So he just went to jail like yesterday. So we got that and his other brother who got kicked out the league.
Hey, moral of the story.
Is it really bothering him?
If his brothers, I'm sure your brother going through something, it bother you. But he gonna be focused. But I think talk shit to him when you dunk on him. Hey, yo, that's why your brother's a bitch ass nigga. Bam! Dunk on him. Shoot a three in his face. Bam.
Why you going there for your brothers?
Right. Why you even playing? You should be.
You were gambling too, motherfucker.
Right.
He just took the fall, didn't he?
He took the fall because he the star and you.
You the star.
You the star. Yeah. He took the fall because you the star.
Right.
But yeah.
Let's talk about it. Since we on the subject, we're going to get back to the Lakers real quick, y'all. Boy was banned. Banned.
Lifetime ban.
For gambling. After they went to some kind of seminar and all kind of shit. You still did it?
Like, that seminar ain't going to stop niggas from taking risks.
That's what I was saying.
I don't understand.
And people are like, well, you getting all these millions. It's cool, bro. It's cool. But you still got the need for speed. You got the need to win.
The need to gamble.
The need to gamble.
The need to drink. The need to do some drugs.
He only won like 22 grand total.
21, they said. But that's how much they counted. He might have been winning. He might have won all last year. And we didn't know it because nobody found out.
And other money that he put in other places.
Exactly. So.
And I think they know that. But I think he the one took the fall. Because there's other niggas that was on that shit.
I agree. And it's not gonna listen, let's just get this shit out the air.
Right.
Human beings are gonna human being. So that means if a nigga got a chance to gamble, a nigga gonna take that chance. That y'all open the door when y'all let all these gamblers.
Never thought you gonna get caught.
And no one ever thinks they're gonna get caught. No one looked at it like, oh,
he's only 21,000 right now. But he betting low. So and if he get on the roll in a couple of years, that shit can turn to millions. He just got caught.
Right. He might have made some last year and then they didn't get caught yet. Right. That's what I'm saying. So he might have made millions and just got caught early this year. So we don't even know.
How you get caught, though?
Man, niggas talk too much.
Thank you.
Humans are going to human. That's what I'm trying to tell you. No matter what. I didn't see. Listen, you sit back and you watch human behavior. They gon'
true.
They gon' cheat on their girl. They gon' fuck some pussy. They gon' gamble. True they gon' and drink true. And drive. They gon' do everything that humans have done in history. That's what they gon' do. So when we be shocked and astonished, I don't be shocked and astonished no more at shit. If a nigga is in the game and he could gamble on himself, he gon' do that shit.
Hell yeah! And if he can get it, nobody ain't gonna get caught.
Exactly. Human beings gon' human. So. He did what he fucked up. He got caught, but it's not gonna be the first nigga who do it or get caught. It's gonna happen.
That's true.
Once you opened up the door for gambling in the leagues, you got nigga ESPN got a gambling vehicle. All these motherfuckers do. Niggas finna gamble.
ESPN bet.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's called. ESPN bet. They got a shit. So niggas is finna do it, man. So, shit. Good luck. Motherfuckers stopping niggas from doing it. Y'all, I say he deserved the ban because y'all got to keep up appearances. But it's going to happen, y'all. Y'all just don't want it to be one of them big stars like LeBron. Which I wonder would they ban LeBron or Joker or somebody. I wonder would they ban the Joker or LeBron. That motherfucking shit right. Oh, that sound right. Sound right there.
You good? Man,
hold that motherfucker. Yeah.
Damn.
Hey, he look like a court holder. Nigga look like a Laker court holder. But yeah, man. That nigga gambled. He fucked up. He got caught. We don't know how much we know how much they said he made, but we don't really know if he was doing it before they accumulated all that money. So niggas gonna get caught, niggas gonna gamble. Niggas been gambling since I can remember. Before I was born.
The mob started that shit.
It's an addiction.
Still doing it.
It's an addiction, y'all. For real.
It is.
It's an addiction. I know people that win might have been up $4,000, $5,000, $10,000.
Give it back.
Gave it all back.
Faster than they got it.
Exactly. So
Porter.
So people judging and like, oh, he's stupid. Listen, we said that about Michael Vick when he was funding the dog fighting. We said that about any nigga who do something. It was niggas who caught with pounds, basketball players. Pounds of cocaine and weed.
I remember the Cowboy cat when Rob Receivers yep. and the short range. Yep. Them and the Bears.
It's niggas who always gonna take a chance or a risk or the adrenaline rush of doing something illegal or that they ain't supposed to do. That's always gonna occur.
It sounds like free money if you don't get it.
Because he betting on himself.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's an opportunity for free money. Like, oh, I could play trash or take myself out like I don't feel good, get hurt, fake injury, and win hella money.
That's what he was doing, I think they said.
Yeah, that's what he was doing. That's smart.
He was like taking himself out the game.
Yeah, he would bet him on the under or whatever the fuck points he was in, right. Take himself out the game. Oh, my stomach hurt.
My leg hurt.
Wow. That's some wild shit. But I don't, niggas I'm not shocked. I'm not sure. Yeah, niggas gonna nig. Humans gonna human, man. So listen, it's gonna be not the first or the last. It's gonna happen. Just like everything that can happen will happen. That's the motherfucking law of Murphy.
I'm gonna say this, and I ain't sure about this, but I think him getting kicked out the league, motherfuckers still gonna do it.
Just like niggas still go to jail, niggas commit murder, niggas still commit molestation.
But it's like, if that person get out, you already know gonna happen. Yeah. But what they're trying to do is, and I don't defer. Think he did it. They're trying to defer, but yeah. They're trying to see who else is in the ring.
Oh, you think they?
Hell yeah.
You think they?
We'll just suspend you for a year if you tell who the rest of these niggas is.
Oh, you think they try to pull the police deal on them?
Yeah.
You know, if you tell us who the top, we'll let you rock for a year. He was like, I'm not snitching. We still going to do it after you ban me, you bitch ass. I might bet on my brother. They might investigate his brother. Like, hey, that's your brother. You be betting on you? You be telling that nigga
why
something?
Not?
So, hey, we all find a way to get to them. Listen, when niggas come from the dirt, niggas find ways to make it work and get that money for sure. So they're gonna just be banning niggas. They're gonna ban the whole league. Probably because some of the executives be gonna get banned too. Some office people, some administration people.
I was kind of being honest about it. Sports betting is kind of taking the flash out of some of these games.
That's true.
Especially like regular season games.
That's true.
Because you just want the money. I don't give a shit who win. I don't give a fuck who lose. Just cover this money. Yeah. Cover this over. Get this under.
Yeah.
Like, so favorite prayers are going away now.
That's true. That is true. That's why I don't bet on these niggas. I might bet you if our team play.
All right.
But I don't be betting a bunch of my money on these sports shits. Because I be figuring it might be rigged. Or niggas bet on themselves like that nigga. What's his name?
Jontay Porter.
That nigga sound like a nigga that finna bet.
So that means Michael Porter Sr., you need to raise your kids correctly, bro.
Man, that nigga probably told him, hey, son, what you doing tonight? You going to go under or over?
You got one in jail.
One that banned.
And one that can't be in the league no more. And one in the playoffs. And he probably about to choke because of what the hell going on.
That mean he got the spectrum of kids. He got the bad kid, the good kid, and the medium kid.
So all your kids was in the league. Except the last one.
I mean, his nigga got goddamn.
That was at least
he might got some daughters. He probably got some daughters.
He probably got some daughters.
One pregnant, one a doctor, and one
bail your son ratchet. Out of jail.
Oh, they gonna bail his brother out. Oh, they can't bail him. He got sentenced.
He got a year.
Oh yeah, they can't bail him.
They got 2 years.
Just put some money on that nigga books. Let him get some Twix and shit. But hey, niggas gonna nig. That's the moral of the story. Look, niggas, if you allow niggas to bet on games and they can bet on themselves, you tempting them. It's like entrapment, sorta. You sorta entrapping them. It's just like Megan Good walking by with nothing on, and then tell you don't look at her, girl. You gonna look? Nah, she do it every day. You gonna do more than
gym? They be wearing like.
Yeah, the gym chicks, they don't be wanting to talk. When you
lime green, whole outfit, top and bottom. First of all, your peripheral, you already pulling it.
You already pulling our peripheral.
You know what the hell you
then
doing.
Then you on that one machine with your ass.
Make sure everybody go stop.
Loud as shit. Yeah, they be in the women. Y'all stop doing that attention shit.
Get your own
But yeah, niggas on there, and that nigga got caught. It's one rule. Jeezy talked about it. It's called don't get caught.
All right. Let's stay in the NBA.
What else is going on?
Let's go back to the playoffs real quick.
Playoff time.
We talk about the Lake Show. Orlando Lakers. Playing Cleveland right now, and Cleveland is up 44-35 in the second with 2 minutes left.
I think Cleveland going to win this series and this game.
139. Go ahead.
I think Cleveland going to win this series and this game, but I'm going to go watch. I wasn't going to watch the series because I'd be like, fuck Orlando and Cleveland.
Right.
But if Orlando made it to the playoffs, I got to see who on their young squad
Bad
that's Cheryl, a baller.
Bro.
I got to see. So I'm going to watch that series. I watch every series in the playoffs. I don't watch basketball until the playoffs. I'm going to watch that series. I'm going with Cleveland in six. Cleveland in five. Cleveland in five.
I'm saying that. But that's me, Banchero and Suggs, though.
But that's me basing it off of never watching Orlando play since Penny was there.
Right. You ain't watching the White Howard?
Man, fuck the white shit on your lips. Yeah, since Penny was there, so it's biased. Boop. So I'm going to watch that shit. I got motherfucking Cleveland with Donovan Mitchell and them niggas over there.
Knicks and the Suns, number 2 seed and the 7 seed.
They you got, mean Minnesota?
Knicks and the 76ers. I'm sorry. To the Suns.
He tricked me. Like, what the fuck?
Knicks 76ers.
That's going to be one of the good series of this motherfucking playoffs.
They might get your Knicks.
They can get the Knicks, but that's up to Joel Embiid's health. And we know that shit is questionable. His health is questionable every year in the playoffs. So, with that said, I'm going with the Knicks in six. The Knicks in six. I think Joel too hurt. That nigga was leaning. He was bending over last a couple nights ago.
Maxi
got a shoulder.
I don't believe in Tobias like that.
Yeah, me neither.
He'll give a couple of games. He'll do something. He ain't going to do a seven.
They're going to need a big effort from all them other niggas.
Right.
Maxi going to come play. I believe
he
in
gonna
him.
He going to get his.
Batum, what the nigga name is?
Nicholas Batum.
Batum. He ain't going to have that game he had a couple nights ago.
Oh, that 49er?
But if he could consistently give you niggas 10 and something. 10 and 8. 10. 10 and 10, yeah. That's good. Maxi going to have to average about 30, 35 maybe. Because Embiid ain't going to be able to do it all. He ain't in health condition wise. But I'm going with the Knicks because I like the underdog, and the Knicks ain't been good in a long time. Shit. And I like Jalen Brunson. Shout out to Jalen Brunson. Hey,
they played
a bite of all the analysts when the Knicks signed Jalen Brunson saying he's not good enough. What are they doing? Why did they pay all this money? What the fuck? Who? What? He needs all of them. Everybody. So from Stephen A. to Mike Greeny to Nick, all of them. They were like, oh, what the fuck? Why did now they the number what seed? Three?
Yep, two.
Number two seed. So, Jalen Brunson, shout out to you for being a little nigga and putting them motherfucking analysts, supposedly, what they call pundits, supposedly
the talking heads
showing their asses wrong. Just like when they dissed Patrick Mahomes.
I don't know why Mel Kiper got a job.
I know, this nigga be the wrong the most and be keeping job. Hey, that's white privilege. Hey, he got white privilege, nigga.
Right, but you got phone numbers to people that gonna tell you who they gonna draft. They don't like you that much.
They just be lying to that nigga.
Right.
If I was them, I'd lie to them niggas too. Nigga, you always putting our business out. We finna lie like a motherfucker to your ass. We finna pick.
Yes, man, you forgot to fire one. We don't need that shit. Fucking draft mock. Fuck that shit.
Mock draft. Nigga be having seven of them. What's the next docket on the playoff topic?
We got one more playoff game. Minnesota Suns. One and a half.
That means they think the Suns is better than y'all Minnesota.
I like the Timberwolves. Timberwolves is favorite.
Yeah, they at home, 1.5 is really not favorite. It's like, y'all niggas at home. Y'all niggas at home. He there. He healthy. He in. He playing.
Oh, let me check.
I just asked the Minnesota fan. I said, nigga, how is you a Minnesota fan, first of all? But is Cat playing? He's like, yeah, he healthy. He playing.
Yeah, he off the list. Y'all were injured last.
So, the fact that y'all 1.5 at home and Cat is off the injury list.
I like it.
Tells me that they think the Suns are better than y'all. Ta-da! So, I'm going with the Suns to win this first game. Durant having 45 on y'all and Booker having 40 like they was doing in the playoffs last year.
And lose by 2.
But, nigga, what's the name healthy now? Hey, Bill. Hey, do something, Bill. All you need to get is 20.
I like the Timberwolves for the series. It's like this, man. Kevin Durant and them dudes getting kicked out the first round, that'll be crazy.
It will be.
Joel Embiid losing first round. Lakers losing first round.
All the niggas that's the statesman, the elder statesman of the NBA. But that means the young niggas is coming in like, hey, fuck y'all old niggas.
The Heat, that's tomorrow.
The Golden State ain't in it.
That's about tomorrow. I think they're going to be here. Heat and Celtics.
I'm going with the motherfucking Celtics.
The Heat, bro. They already got their number. I don't know what it is.
Hey, Celtics and Jimmy ain't there. Celtics and
that's your 13. That's disrespectful.
Celtics and 5. Because the Heat got Harden and a good coach. Celtics and 5. I'm going with it.
Celtics are probably going to win, but I'm just taking the Heat. Just
cut. I ain't mad at you. But you wrong as fuck.
Clips, Mavs.
Hey, best series of the first round, nigga.
You think that shit better than Denver?
Yeah. And the Lakers? Yeah, I think so.
1A, 1B. It's up there.
Yeah, you're right, though. I mean, I feel what you're saying. Yeah. I think the Lakers going to beat Denver.
I think the Heat is up there, too, just because it's the Heat.
Nah, fuck that.
I do.
What series? Oh, I'm going with the niggas with Kyrie Irving. I fuck with Kyrie Irving nowadays.
That's my dog. I've been fucking with Kyrie.
I used to think the nigga was cantankerous or eclectic or some shit. He still probably is, but
that flat nigga, earth, nigga, what?
But I fuck with him and Luka. Look, Luka balling, and they got that nigga Gifford, whatever the fuck his name is. He out there playing defense, and I looked at that nigga field goal percentage today, 78%, niggas like 79% field goal percentage. The fuck? Hey, I'm going with Dallas in 7. If James Harden, I can't trust James Harden.
Everybody heard on these niggas.
Dallas in 7. Colts game.
Kawhi Leonard.
He playing.
Yeah, but he injured.
That nigga always injured. Right. But he gonna be in the Olympics.
I'm gonna say the Mavericks. This game, I'm gonna say the Mavericks.
I'm going Mavericks this game and Mavericks for the series.
I'll take the series too. Pacers, Bucks.
Hey.
Doc Rivers, what you gonna do without Giannis, bro?
You better. Dame. I'm talking to you. It's Dame time, nigga. I know you ain't happy. You're going through a divorce. A lot of shit. Then you gotta go ball out. You be talking, you my nigga. You seem solid, but you gotta go ball out. It don't matter if your kids ain't your girl, your wife, ex wife got your kids, and you in Milwaukee where all the hoes that ain't cute at. You still gotta quit focusing on the hoes.
Monsters out there.
Ball out. Shout out to my nigga from Milwaukee. I ain't mean to talk bad about the city, but I'm just saying.
From Milwaukee. Baby chick's been walking.
Dame, you got to ball out. What's the other nigga named? Chris Middleton. You need to do something. You out there looking invisible, looking slim, like you've been eating Jenny Craig.
Bro, the Pacers, without Giannis, man, I don't know. I think the Pacers going to get that.
The Pacers got a good team, but them niggas don't play no defense either.
And they put up the most points.
I know, but they give up the most. Niggas at 150 to 151.
And they win. That's all that matters.
Nah, they ain't what seed is they?
Giannis is 28 and
they not the they not the third seed in that. They like the sixth seed.
So they're the 60, the Buck third seed.
Right, so that means they don't really win. They lose something, win something.
I got the Pacers, bro.
I got the motherfucking Milwaukee.
Winning the series.
I got Milwaukee winning this game and Milwaukee winning the series in 6 because Giannis coming back.
I don't trust that shit. They're going to rush him back where they'll be now. Pelicans Thunder. Zion.
I'm going with the no Zion. I think this is going to be one of a good series if Zion was there.
Yeah.
Two young teams going to be a close one. I'm going with the Pelicans, y'all. That's how I feel. I feel like they got more experience in the playoffs than the Thunder.
I'm going Thunder.
I'm just going my feelings like women Thunder. Do. I'm just going with my feelings like women do. They can flip-flop anytime,
any
place.
Those games are tomorrow. These four games for the first day. Suns Timberwolves are at 12:30 today, West Coast. 76ers Knicks at 3 o'clock, West Coast. Lakers are late, 5:30 p.m. You going to check it out at the homeboy restaurant tonight.
Shout out to him.
Shout out Tyrone.
Let's
move to it. The 65-game play rule. You will not be eligible for any awards if you don't play 65 games.
Made a lot of niggas play a lot of games that doesn't usually play more than 65 games.
These are the cats that are not eligible for any of these awards. Joel Embiid, Jimmy Butler, Julius Randle, Donovan Mitchell, Draymond Green, OG Anunoby, Evan Mobley, Kristaps Porzingis, Kyrie, Jamal Murray, Bradley Beal, Halliburton, Booker, Trae Young, and Cat.
Well, that leaves Giannis, Joker, Tatum. Giannis, Joker, Tatum, Wimby. 80, Joker. I mean,
You said Joker.
What's the other white boy from the other European place that's balling? That nigga. Luka. that leaves them. They winning all the awards. Let's talk about the awards. Fuck it. Who you think? Who you think gonna win MVP? No, let's say that for last. Rookie of the year.
Wimby all day.
I agree. Defensive player of the year.
Wimby all day.
It should be. He should win both.
Both.
That nigga be blocking jump shots, three-pointers.
Why he ain't up for MVP? Seven blocks. Why he ain't up for MVP? That ain't make the playoff, though. Does that matter to you?
Yes, nigga. You can't be MVP of a losing
team. So what if you was in the play-in?
You still a loser if you didn't make it to the playoffs.
No. What if you been in the play-in and you made it to the playoffs as an 8 seed?
Should you still get the MVP?
I'm asking.
Hell no. They shouldn't have gained it. Listen,
but you made it to the playoffs because of this person.
Right, and I stand on That nigga Russell Westbrook was a sixth seed when he won his MVP.
That was the best MVP.
I think that they should have it should have been James Harden or Steph. I think it should have been James Harden. That was the best MVP. That was James Harden year. They was the number one seed and he was averaging 33-10 and 2.
Yeah, I think
eight.
Westbrook was doing that too.
But his team was average triple double. He was average triple double, but yes. His team was sixth. James Harden team.
But they
was
made it to
number
the playoffs.
One. Playoff. It ain't about
without his without hold up without any of his production. They don't go to the playoffs.
I know, but you can say that for every team that you can say that for Luka. If Luka ain't there, you can say that for Tatum. You can say that for anybody.
But that wasn't then. He won MVP then.
I know you can say that.
He averaged a triple double.
Right. But I'm telling you that it ain't just your stats. It's your impact and team success.
What I'm telling you is when
when Westbrook won it, bro, look up. That was like the second time a six seed ever won it. You know why? Because you got to win too, nigga. You got to have a winning record. So that's my point. So, no, Wimbignana, you don't deserve MVP. This nigga going too far.
Nigga, I said in the talk.
He shouldn't even be in the talk. Nigga, y'all won 17 games. Get the fuck out of here. You would have won.
And you're a rookie, right? Because you're a rookie?
Well, if his team would have won 72 games or 65 like Jason Tatum team 63
they gave it to Rudy Gay.
No, they gave it to him. But we ain't talking about that. Hey, MVP's got to be top.
Y'all always chopping young niggas' heads off.
Hey, MVP's got to be a top 14. That means on the East and the West, you in the one or two.
Okay, so who? So okay, cool. So the 14. So who? We gonna get MVP now? Who the MVP? Joker?
I'm not. Fuck Joker, cuz.
So who is it there? MB?
Nigga, fuck MB. Fuck MB. We going with Luka, nigga. Hey, and my bad, because I'm disrespecting Jason Tatum, because his team is like 14 games ahead of all these niggas' teams.
You are disrespecting the fuck out
of them. I'm disrespecting Jason Tatum, but Luka been
Luka
balling.
Team, hold up. That nigga team is number five.
That means he's right on the cusp.
Nigga.
That's what happens sometimes.
Westbrook was number six. This nigga number five.
Yeah.
And he's going to get MVP over a team. Hold up. Tatum is the leader of a team that's number one by about 14 fucking games.
Yeah, that nigga. Shout out to Tatum.
You ain't shit.
Light-skinned niggas don't get no love,
nigga. I just wanted to hear you say that hang-ass shit.
Hey, I told you from the jump, I'm disrespecting Tatum, but Luka ballin'.
Boy, get your balls out his mouth.
But they probably going to give it to Joker.
They don't give it to Joker because he got the numbers.
And he got the what I said too, so he got all the shit, all the criteria. But it should be
he number two.
Shit, Shea, I know they number
Shea
two.
Shea Gilgeous number
Shea
one.
Shea, we disrespect.
But
the
you're a young nigga. I like Shea.
We disrespect the Shea.
I think he should get
Shea
it,
got
an
argument. Tatum definitely got an argument. Joker and who's the number two on the East? Giannis, but he ain't.
Giannis three.
Is he?
The Knicks are two. Giannis three.
Oh, Jalen Brunson. Hey, nigga, Jalen Brunson, we disrespecting you too.
What?
You should get a vote, nigga. Or two or three, because you balling. That nigga been balling, yo.
He do, but shut your ass up.
Hey, Jalen, look, if we going to go by my criteria, Jalen Brunson, Jason Tatum, Shea.
This is why you don't give out
and
trophies,
Joker.
Nigga.
Them the four niggas that should be the top four niggas. But.
They're going to give it to Joker.
Politics being, these niggas ain't trying to be Korean. These niggas is acting like European.
Shea Gilgeous out there deserved at least a talk. Because they wouldn't be there without him.
Who?
The Thunder.
The Thunder wouldn't be where?
Number
Shea?
One.
With Shea?
Number one. They wouldn't be number one.
Without Shea?
Yes.
Of course. That's why, to me, he...
That's what I'm saying. He need to be in that conversation.
I named Shea, Joker, Tatum,
and... Oh, you said Brunson.
And Brunson. Joker, Tatum, and Brunson.
Hush, boy.
Them the four niggas.
James Harden.
What about him?
He shouldn't be in
the he not in it.
James KD? Harden,
no, nigga, they number six or seven at some shit.
LeBron?
No.
Yeah, I was in 30.
No, that nigga's number eight. The fuck out of here, LeBron. They cheated LeBron a few of them.
Okay, what about Anthony Edwards?
No. He played with Cat.
Boy, I hate him, boy.
Light skin niggas make dark skin niggas look bad.
Back to the season five. We're going to go back. Back to the season five game room. You don't get any awards, right?
You don't get any awards.
So just say, like, one of the cats you just named. So just say they slide Banchero into, like, even though he should be up there. But he get to go up one team now because all these cats ain't in it.
Go up to all NBA teams, don't you mean?
Yeah, all NBA, because they can't be on the NBA team either.
For real?
No, that's part of that shit.
No, they shouldn't agree to that rule. They
so what happens is this. Nigga. What happens is this. Because you know that when they pay him.
Yeah, they affect your pay. Yeah.
That Supermax. Clay got shit on because of that Supermax. Because Kemba Walker had took that one spot from him.
Yeah.
So Clay, now he don't get the Supermax. The same thing won't happen to these guys.
Yeah,
they don't get the Supermax. They probably won't get one ever now.
Well, some of them niggas will, like Joe Embiid probably. But you're right. But they should have... Did they vote on this rule? Is this a player union thing, or did they just implement that shit?
They had to accept it.
So then they accepted it. Yeah. Y'all niggas can't be mad then.
No, they mad. I would have not accepted it. They only see the part in the front that they like.
I know.
Until the whole thing come through.
If that's true, because I work at a union job too. If that's true, that means that the players' union didn't do their fucking job by explaining to the players, listen, this gonna affect y'all money, niggas.
I think they did.
A lot of you niggas, you know the hurt niggas is always hurt. Them beat.
Nobody think they're gonna get hurt, but they don't think they're gonna miss that many games. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you gotta look at the history.
I mean, I'm saying the history is there. You keep saying that.
The history of these niggas.
The history is there, but Anthony Davis made it this year.
That's because they put that rule in. The rule made some niggas. I think LeBron played the most games he ever played this year.
Like, shit, 75.
That nigga played like 72 games. 70 games, some shit like that, LeBron
played. He played like 70, I think.
So he ain't done that shit in
these cats are out. He, 90, I think all of them probably would have been on a team.
A lot of them would have been.
A lot of them would have been
they
on a team.
But they fucked themselves. Because they should have said, hell no. We got legit injuries. Dog. It could be legit injuries, bro, that take you out of that shit. It ain't just we chilling, nigga. We game off. They trying to prevent that. I understand what the NBA is doing. I think they should have a sweet spot somewhere where if a nigga had injuries that was legit and then it was close, nigga might could have an exception. But
I'm shit, like,
I don't know.
If... I can't say if you ain't injured, because if you ain't played for 30 games and you fucking just went crazy, them 30 games got hurt, you still can't get MVP. Right?
I agree with that.
So it's got to
be reasonable.
If you're injured a certain amount of games, I understand you're not in it. But just say you injured, I think Jamal Murray got that argument.
Say you missed 60.
And injury is one is the reason why you miss most of them other
ones. You should be able to.
And if you miss, just say it's 40 games.
Right.
You don't play 40 games. I have to get out there. You don't deserve shit.
Yeah, I agree.
It should come up with a number that the player union and the NBA agree with.
I agree.
To still make this stuff. Because sometimes you might not gonna make that team anyway, you miss that many games, but don't make them ineligible. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because that fucked their money up. And I think they did that on purpose.
But they agreed to that shit, so that's their bad. Them niggas should have been like, fuck no. Nigga, we be getting hurt in here. we play 82 games, nigga.
82.
And Embiid is always hurt.
And it's hurting him, bro.
Yeah,
it's hurting him.
I know it is. I understand why it would be. Because, shit, nigga, I'd have been mad if I... That's a hell. That's like $200, $300 million niggas missing.
$300 million, bro.
Nigga, I'd have...
That Clay couldn't get. So he was missing, so they gave him a contract, so he was $160 million short because he didn't make the third team.
I know, they was happy.
Yeah.
That,
we didn't save $160 million?
Good for the team, bad for the player. And in California, so now they taxing.
Super max, too, bro.
Taxing like a motherfucker. Hey, shout out to all. Hey, so you said MVP should be. Who was your vote?
I said Joker. I mean, they're going to get the Joker, but what
do you think?
I like Shai Gilgeous to get it.
I like
what he did.
I like Brunson. Fuck it. Brunson. Nigga, I'm going with you, the underdog.
Do some push ups, Brunson.
Brunson.
You already strong.
I'm going with you, the underdog.
That nigga be boxing everybody out. You to my cat. That nigga be boxing everybody out.
Hey, he got heart. Cat, we can't talk about cat in the same
strong,
heart.
Bro.
We ain't talk about cat in the same conversation with heart.
You said that.
Bunching.
I want a sandwich too, boss lady.
Two sandwiches and a motherfucking poke chop.
We gonna stay with the NBA.
With
Team USA
sauce.
Roster, everybody. Listen to these names. Steph, hey. LeBron, KD, Tatum, Embiid, Booker, Halliburton, Ant-Man, that means Edwards, Drew Holiday, Bam Adebayo, AD, and Kawhi.
Why the fuck them hurting Kawhi should
he was the last one to get on there too.
I see what they doing. They getting them old niggas one more chance.
It's like the oldest team that they ever have.
Hey, they give them old niggas one more chance. Biggie, give me one more chance. So that means LeBron, KD,
it's a big three
Steph.
Tournament.
Them niggas is the old niggas and Kawhi. Kawhi up there with them niggas. Are you close to it?
You injured right now talking about you gonna go to USA.
Right, that's my thing. Nigga, what? I don't even think that Kawhi should have made it. And the Clippers don't want him to make it. Nigga, you don't even play with us. And we pay you. Go play over there. Fuck is going on. But he made it. I think Kyrie should have been on that shit. And I think they needed some more
Kyrie wanted to snow.
He was. I know, but they didn't even try out. Them niggas just picked somebody.
They did.
What kind of shit is that? That's crazy. Kyrie's like, Kyrie had a little bit of shade.
It's hard, bro. Oh, them cats know how to play. First of all, you got NBA overseas cats, right? They're going to be playing for their teams.
Yep.
Then
Giannis and them.
His team, and then it's cats that they play with that we don't know that are good.
And them niggas been chemistry together.
And they want to beat the U.S., trust me.
And they got chemistry. They've been playing together all the years, all the fucking Olympics.
And they definitely want to beat the U.S. Oh, they might. I don't know if they're going to make it.
Oh, they definitely going to make it. They just old. They going to make it old way. They going to play old man ball. Because, nigga, Embiid is the key, nigga. Because he could have played for the other.
He could have went to, yeah.
Yeah.
But you still got Tatum. You got Boat. You got KD. You got Ant-Man. All these guys can create their own shot.
But them niggas is all Steph weak LeBron. And small. Embiid is impossible to hold when he puts his mind to it. He's the only nigga go at Joker every time he play Joker.
Because that shit
got 40 and 20 on his ass. I'm like, damn, Embiid be like, he mad.
They got shooters. Halliburton.
Steph. They need more shooters.
They got Halliburton, Steph, Tatum, Booker.
Booker, like, yeah. Durant can shoot,
as
too.
As far as three-pointers.
Durant can shoot, too.
Oh, really? And create his own shot. And then you got rebounders like Bam. Edwards that can do everything. Embiid can do everything.
Yep. LeBron
KD,
can do.
Well, LeBron can do everything. But Kawhi Leonard and AD.
So who the point guards going to be? Steph and Halliburton.
Steph, Jrue Holiday, Booker.
Halliburton.
And Halliburton.
Booker is going to be a point guard?
He's going to have to be. He won with Phoenix.
Man, that means
shit, his own team. Shit. I think Steph going to be the point, though. They might switch, but I think Steph
gonna probably going to start. Yeah. It's probably the starter's going to be Steph, Tatum, LeBron, Durant, and Embiid.
I would say AD.
Nah, he got to give Embiid a break.
Right, that's why I say he's going to start.
Nigga, I'm saying he going to give Embiid a break, and Embiid going to come out, AD come in, so you can have a tall nigga on the court that's over 6'11", or whatever the fuck these niggas is. So, and he hurt too much to play. Both them niggas might get hurt out there.
Wouldn't that be fucked up?
Niggas, both of them get hurt anyway.
And this is why they need fucking Kyrie Irving, goddammit.
I agree.
You going to miss that nigga.
I agree. Kyrie should have made it. I feel like Kyrie should have made it. Kyrie felt like he should have made it. He told them niggas good luck, but he had a little bit of shade.
Man, the nigga.
He was like, I come from a time where your nigga had to play.
Let that man do right.
Or you had to play to practice again. Right. You just pick the nigga. How y'all do that? What's the qualifications? Who y'all like? Y'all know y'all don't like me because I be saying shit y'all don't want to hear.
Because if we practice, they're going to be cats that going to make that team that's not on his team right here.
Facts.
That's a fucking fact. One, it's older cat. LeBron ain't practicing.
Hell no.
Steph don't need to practice. And KD don't need to practice.
Them three niggas is just right. Automatic.
Kawhi ain't practicing.
Embiid ain't going to practice either. Because they begged him to not go play for the other team.
Right.
Please play with us. We need you. He was like, so we probably gave him extra money to do
that.
They
probably going to put them together, but we going to see. I mean, it's all the U.S. stars, which is cool. And I think they're going to make it, but it ain't going to be easy as it used to be.
I think it's going to be easy, but the age is going to show in them old niggas. That's why you gotta have some young niggas to back them old niggas up.
You got Luka and them
Shea
over
not there?
Nah.
He's from Canada. He played for Canada.
He played for Canada, that's right.
That's right. I forgot
he is not American.
Yeah, I forgot he's Canadian. He North American, but he Canadian North American.
Right.
Damn. Well, it's going if like I'm worried about the teams that's gonna have like Luka team gonna be good.
They gonna be good.
Giannis is always be hard for niggas to stop. Right. Even, but he hurt. Hey, you hurt niggas better not go over to the Olympics and ball out.
And ball out.
Because I'm going to be calling y'all out.
Oh, like, that's what we doing?
That's what Powell did. Powell told him, Powell was tearing up the motherfucking Olympic niggas. Kobe was like, all right, we play like that, we play Boston.
Right.
You scared of Garnett ass nigga? You better play like that when you get back home. I think Kobe poked Powell in his chest. Hey, play like that when we get home.
Back in L.A.
And then he came back next year, balled the fuck out. Oh, they won the championship. Hey, y'all niggas got to play better. Hey, y'all getting old, but I think y'all still got way more talent than all the other teams combined. Y'all got the most talented team. And y'all got, who is the coach? Kerr?
Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr, the coach. He probably just going to be like, start Steph, fuck the rest of y'all.
Get up off Steph and
Right, let Steph do his little actions. But I think they're going to win it. I think they're going to win it easy. They talking about trying to beat everybody by 40. I say, hold on, wait a minute. Y'all niggas 10. Too old. Right. Just do 10 and up, nigga. Just don't. I'd say 20, but 40 is a lot. Y'all ain't, that's crazy. And they way better than they was right. back in 92.
You about to move it on. I don't know about that. You got to move it on.
I'm talking about the European teams.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The European
teams
better than they was back in 92.
Talk about your girl, Caitlin, and the Hayes. She signed a $10 million.
She said, fuck your
dollar shoe deal with Nike. They like, y'all ain't even shot the basketball yet.
Hey, the Nike said, we finna get on this hot train. And I ain't mad at them because it's business. A lot of people been hating on Caitlin. Now, she wasn't the cutest girl on her team.
She not.
But she was the best. And she got a lot of attention and seats filled and jerseys. Her jersey's already sold out. They had to move venues at a couple games to get more people. So, of course, Nike going to be like, hey, we shooting our shot. Nike shot their shot. I thought Steph should have shot his shot with his shoe company because they call it a girl Steph. He was slipping. He was trying to get in the play-in. Didn't work, nigga. Should have went with her.
He's trying to get in the play-in.
Yeah, he was trying to get in the play-in. He didn't focus on that shit. But I think it's a lot of hate going towards Caitlin. That's wrong, y'all. She didn't do nothing to deserve hate.
This is what she did. This is what she did. She bust everybody's ass, man. That's why everybody mad. Like,
well, when you bust people's ass, you do get hate.
Even losing effort, she busting ass.
Hey, you ain't lying. When you bust people's ass, you do get hate. But I don't like the racism hate.
That's now, the thing.
We understand when a white person, when a white person is a baller,
everybody
it's
get
new.
Behind them.
It's just like when a white person is a dope rapper. Where everybody get, hell, what? That's a white person? So, I understand.
Like that don't supposed to happen.
I understand why people feel like, okay, she's a white woman, so she's going to get more favor. Is the word, favor. But that ain't her fault. That's my argument. Y'all blaming her, and it ain't her fault. She shouldn't get no vitriol. The media be doing some shit. I already know. Y'all already know what that is.
They did that shit last year.
Exactly. And that's making, and then it's players coming out looking salty. Like, oh, why Asia Wilson ain't got no shoe deal, but Caitlin Clark got one? Well, we just told you why, because she bust people ass and she brought hella the ratings for the.
But Asia do too.
Hold on. The rating for the college basketball women's was higher than any WNBA, any NWNBA, any WNBA, the NBA, the trans NBA, every BA in N with it, it was higher than. So that was because of her. A lot of it had to do with her.
I got a question.
What's the question?
Why the fuck? Yeah, of course it's a statement. Nike, that's Nike money. Now, Asia got a shoe.
She do.
It just ain't her. It just, she ain't got
it
a
ain't signature.
Deal.
Exactly.
Right.
It ain't a signature shoe. It's like a collaboration
and
or
again,
something.
And again, why didn't Nike get to it before when she won the second MVP? She just won back-to-back championship and they still didn't give it to her.
Because
this chick just come out of college and she lost in the final twice.
Hey, let me tell you why. You want to tell why?
Hold on, I'm just saying. And she lost in the final twice, but because of her hype, why not ride that shit?
They riding her hype, yeah.
Other WNBA players are. Well, some of them might be hating. Like
some of them hating. Stop hating, y'all.
Asia might be hating, too.
As long as Asia don't say no hate publicly, I ain't calling it hate.
She got on Twitter, and somebody said something, and she came back on and fixed that stuff. Like, she ain't hating. She said that shit. Like, it ain't hating. Because people said why she ain't got a shoe. Asia didn't say that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so she responded like, let that girl do her thing. Ain't nobody hating. Let that girl do her thing.
That's how you're supposed to respond publicly.
She breaking that shit to the game.
Even if you feel how you feel about Caitlin Clark, if you're a women's basketball player, you should just be quiet because it's going to help y'all. It's going to uplift the women's basketball. It might help Juju come in and get her shit and pay whoever. All the other girls that's
just
coming
it's
behind
It's the same
them.
At the pecking order, bro. Let's keep it. It's just like corporate facts. America, just like work.
Exactly.
Somebody coming to get your fucking job. She's better than you already. She's better than a lot of y'all already.
Or,
ain't trying to basketball
even
yet.
If she ain't better, she brings more attention to this business, and we need that for money.
Even if she ain't better stat-wise.
Right.
She can shoot the ball. You watched her. We all watched her. And when she get in WNBA, going to be the same thing.
She's going to still be able to shoot. Her shot ain't going to go away. Just
and she's going to be with better players. And yeah. She was busting y'all ass with, I ain't talking shit about a team, but she ain't have shit.
She had a
team to win.
She was
basically LeBron in Cleveland.
Yeah, and she took them to the finals
to the fucking finals. Twice.
She lost to better teams both times.
You can't beat South Carolina. That's a goddamn engine. And there's nine motherfuckers over there that can start anywhere.
And even when, even if you tune in to watch her lose, you're still tuning in to watch her.
So just like we all about the Cowboys. Same shit.
Well, they be losing. So
she do too. She might well be a 49er. She no. get to the finals and clip.
She damn sure ain't a cowgirl because they don't get to the finals.
You just watch y'all lose.
Y'all be hating them on the sideline.
You hey, happy to be the best loser?
The moral, no, we happy to be the best niggas loser. To not win yet, but we on our way. Y'all ain't even on y'all way. Y'all at the starting line. We at the finish
Speaking
line.
Of women's sport, ma'am, it's bigger than basketball. It's about women's sports. I need a lot of women to check the fuck in and take y'all ass to the games and buy these girls' jerseys.
And shoes.
Because y'all sit up here talking about something. I don't want to see you. I don't want to see them play. I right. want to see men play, but you want all this women justice and all this other women come up shit, and you got a way to get them up. Take your ass to the game.
Otherwise, quit complaining. Because y'all be complaining and then don't support.
Just when it fits your fuck ass.
Yeah, exactly. That's the truth. Women, y'all got to support each other. We know y'all don't like each other because the way y'all talk about each other to the other niggas, to us.
It ain't but 16 dudes that 3 million women want.
And they talk about all billion. And all the women talk about the other women to that 16 niggas.
Right.
So, listen, we know y'all don't like each other, but if y'all want to talk that women empowerment, we should get paid the same amount, then you should support. Like you support Rihanna. Like y'all support Fenty and all that shit, eyelashes. Y'all should support basketball women.
Don't you do Rihanna like that?
No, they support Rihanna. Fenty.
Them eyelashes?
No, Fenty.
I'm talking shit.
They love eyelashes too, nigga. Nigga, we should make an eyelash store.
Right. The bigger the eyelash, the quicker she putting out.
We should make an eyelash
glitter,
store.
And you got glitter on your nails?
Hey, smash tonight, remember man. The 90s? You couldn't find a fake eyelash in BBL nowhere. And now that's all we see.
You got BBL, don't talk to me.
If you got BBL lips, don't talk
don't
to me.
Don't talk to me.
You got BBL nose, don't talk to
There's
us.
There's only one thing we can do. Go eat. And you pay.
Hey, but the moral of the story is this on Caitlin Clark. Hey, stop hating because she bringing eyes to everybody. A rising tide lifts all boats, whatever the motherfuckers say.
If you mad now and she ain't shot the basketball yet, you going to be real fucking mad.
And don't let her do our black women stars wrong. They going to be trying to target her. They going to be trying to make her gay.
Wow. She got a boyfriend too. She going to take your girl.
They going to be trying to do all kind of shit. Old girl said 98% of WNBA is lesbians. I say, what? That's too much.
I think so. Or they don't try it.
Nigga, 98% is more. It's too much.
I ain't hating. I believe it.
Well, listen. Don't hate on Caitlin because she's bringing eyes to everybody.
If you mad now, you're going to be mad later for real.
But she going to make y'all have money on the next CBA, on the next contract negotiations. Y'all going to get paid more than that $70,000 a year or $80,000 or $100,000, whatever. Who get paid the most right now? In the WNBA. Nobody knows.
Asia.
How much she paid?
I think $225,000.
Y'all gonna get up to like $750,000. And then by NBA been along how long? Like 80 years?
75, 77, I think.
By the time y'all get to 75 years, y'all might be making
a million.
A million. Nah, 10 million. That's
the get to a million there. First. However long that gonna take. But this girl gonna help y'all get there.
That's a fact. That's
and,
the
and y'all worried about the money. About the WNBA money. Get a shoe deal.
Get a more than a shoe deal. Get all kind of deals. Get eyelash deals. Y'all like eyelashes.
Get Rihanna to do something with one of y'all motherfuckers or something.
Rihanna like, I ain't fucking with these hoes. Hey. ASAP Rocky. Hey. Boop. What we saying is, instead of hating on somebody who doing something, get you something to do. Ta-da. Or collaborate. So if I see my nigga making money washing cars, I ain't gonna be like, that nigga think he better because he wash cars. I'm gonna be like, yo, let me do the detail. Let me do the inside, nigga. Let's get money together.
These niggas ain't working hard.
But instead of hating, she's gonna lift up for all y'all. I understand what we already know white people getting. We already know how white people do.
We at 54. We at the end of this thing, everybody. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. All 70 of y'all. Appreciate you.
We already know
thank you, ladies. Every weekend, we appreciate the hell out of y'all.
And y'all need to send some apple pies, motherfuckers. And y'all need to call in and tell us what y'all think about the hate that Caitlyn was getting from the media.
We ain't got no calls in a while. Super Dave must be busy.
Super Dave, what up, boy?
Shout out to my boy K-Dawg out there.
Shout out
Philippines.
To Philippines. Shout out to everybody weekend, watching man. Us. My nigga Raw, Benjamin. Raider Raw, what's whatever up, the fuck your name is, nigga, Raiders going 1-17. Shout out to my brother Jamal, my other nigga
Big
Jamal,
Trey.
The other Jamal who think Lil Wayne the best rapper, nigga, trash. Nigga Red, Mecca Technician.
We out this motherfucker, have a great weekend. 420 smoke with your boy.
I don't smoke, but I eat some motherfucking tacos, nigga.
We out.
Almost Tuesday.